Amma denaydi. How far away does it still shake? Kedenayed nichtemo apumi dechatzva. Rav Sakama, and they become made Rashi to atone na apandia de boyachukay. How much does your palace have to shake in order to say it's called a damage that the neighbor has to move back his press? So Gemara says, kedenayed nichtemo apumi dechatzva. Like Rashi, the barrel, the cover of a barrel shakes. Rashi shim yonirach kad alachoyma. If you put a barrel on the wall, v'chisu alen, you cover it, yonu akisa machmas haroda, that the covering of the barrel will shake when the wall shakes. So if it shakes that much, that the cover of the barrel will also shake, that's called a lot of shaking, then the neighbor has to move back. Right, devei barmerion bray the oven, ki heve nazi kitten, when they were combing out their flax, heve azlo raksa or maski inshi. Rashi Mashim Nara Mina Pishtam, who used to come out, the shaft of the flax, used to go out and fly and hurt people. Osla Kamli became upon a Ravina. Omalu, Ki Amrina, Moid Rabbi Yasi Vigir Delay. When did Rabbi Yasi say that if your damage comes out, Yechayiv, that you have to be Machik, Hani, Mili Duka Azli Mikoichoi. That's if it's from you. Like your pounding here, your grinding makes the ground shake. That's called your making the ground shake. But Hoch over here, what happened here? You're like combing out your flax. And the wind is there blowing away the shaft. So here, who's causing the damage? It's the wind that's causing the shaft to go flying. So it's not called your damage, therefore you don't have to be marked. Not your damage, it's not called gear delay. Maravashi has a question though, but still, why is it different than if you're mizorah, if you're, that's winnowing on Shabbos? If you're taking your shaft, your wheat, and throwing it up, that the wind should separate the shaft from the wheat, and you chayiv on Shabbos. So here you see, there's called your maisa, it's called your melacha. Even though you're using the wind, still it's called kaychay. Rashi, v'shabbos achay, dapa fisha ruach matayosoy, choshev le'oysa melacha, it's called you're doing the melacha. Al magir delay ninu. So amru l'kayim adum reyma, omaluhu, haynu zayra v'ruach matayosoy. Rashi says, "Ki hechad linyan Shabbos heavy koychoi linyan izokinami koychoshuva isakin maskim." He agrees to you. Now that's called yogiri. If you throw up the flax and the wind takes the shaft and does damage to people, your chayes to be marchik. That's called you're doing the damage. For the Gemara though, but Ravina, according to Ravina though, maishno mi gates hayyetsi b'takas apachis patish. Ravina asked him a question: why is it different than sparks that come out from the blacksmith? That there yichayev. That's it. Yichayev l'shalim. So you see there, even though the wind takes the sparks, Yechayiv. Ha'osom nichel le'delezel. Ha'ocho le'nichel le'delezel. I tell you, by the sparks, you're happy that it goes away. So it shouldn't hurt you. Mashenken over here, the flax, the shaft, you're not happy that it goes away. You would want to use it. It's good for you to use it. So therefore, since you would want to use it, here it's not called gira delay. Now the Mishnah says, Lo'yito adam ilon samach l'sadach haveri. Now let a plant a tree next to your friend's field. Eliim came, hirchik b'menu arbamas, unless you moved away, dal damas. Echot gefanim, whether it's a field, he's planting vines there. V'echot kulin, any tree. No, your tree, I mean, you can't plant your tree next to Shadach HaBeroi. Whether it's a gefan or whether it's any tree. Ho yigedah b'etam, let's say there was a gedah, a wall there. Then you smuta, zeh samach l'gedah mikan, zeh samach l'gedah mikan. Light a plant up until the wall. Ho yushroshim yoyitzim t'er Shadach HaBeroi. Let's say you planted your tree. And now the roots of your tree is going into your neighbor's property. So, your neighbor's ladder, dig down 3 tvachim and knock out those roots. Kadesh lo Yaakov es amecharisha should not stop his plow when he wants to plow in his field. Let's say the neighbor now decided to dig a ditch or a cave. Then, his ladder digs straight down in the ground, even though it's very far, and even though he has to cut out all the roots, he has the right to cut out all those roots. Since it's in his press, ruining his property, he wants to make a ditch there now, he's allowed to clean out his property. And the Yetzim belongs to him. Tony will learn like this. Arba'a Meshomru. You know why the Mishnah says before you plant a tree, you have to move back 4 amis? Shomru, because they avoid a kerem. You have to leave place in order to be able to work on the kerem. You need 4 amis like to make Harisha to be able to plow there. Omar Shmuel. Lo Shonu al Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael this is. Avu Bevovu Shtay Amis. And Bevovu Tanov. 2 amis. Rashi says, Shemachrishin Ktsara. There the plow was a short plow. It's not just 2 amas. Tanya Nam Yaakov, don't write it like this also. Laitu ad milat samgo sadeh haberoi. You're not going to plant a tree next to your friend's sadeh. Helim ke mich vimeno shtay ames. Let's move into ames. I go not to that. Arba ames. We don't know mishna. Four ames. El lav kiddush Shmuel shramin. It's around like Shmuel. That in bubble, you only have to move back to ames. Or chutzlaretz. Not bubble, chutzlaretz. Yes, it's bubble. Could be chutzlaretz. Vika de rami lei mirma. Some answer for question. Tanan we learned. Laita or the Milan, some of the very know that I plant a tree next to your friend's field. Elim came here from the middle of our Amos, let's move back for Amos. I bought Tanya Shtayamas, a Mashmuel Akasho, can the bubble come to Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, the plow is wider, you need four Amos. In bubble, it's not so wide, it's enough to Amos. Robo Barachon and Heavy Lohani Dikle, he had some palm trees, a Mitzvah de Padisa, on the Mets, on the boundaries of his paradise, to Rav Yosef, near Rav Yosef's paradise. Heavy also sipora, so birds were coming. Yosve bediklei, they were going out to his palm tree. Then venachte befadisa, then they went down to the paradise and ate up the fruits there, the grapes. Omasidlei, so omalei zilkaitz, you had tinus him knock down your palm tree. Your palm trees are causing the birds are flying down into my paradise, eating up my paradise. Omalei for achikili, I moved back enough. Omlehani mi lilonis, I was gafan and binis fei. I have a nantan echa gafan and echa lilon. Hani mi lilon. That's only tree to tree, you're geffen to geffen, but tree to geffen, you have to move back more. Omale, I know like a thing, I'm not going to knock it down. Omale, Rav, Hadiklo, the toy in Kaba, Oslam Ksayim. Like, since it's a tree that gives off fruits, I can't knock it down as Valtashkis. Gomer Machnina, Le Shosh of Shikha Bri, my son Shikha only died, El the cut paints a blaze in there, because they cut down a fruit tree before it's time. So, Mara, you, Inika Lelikos, if you want, you come and cut it down, I'm not going to cut it down. Got Bob Evel here. Alright, we'll start here. A fruit tree. Now I'm going to cut down a fruit tree. The old Nafchov Bobam and Aleph, in the middle of the Gemara. Again, Rovo Genachmo. Rovo, three lines from the big lines down. Rovo Bar Rabchonon Hevele Hani Diklo. He had these palm trees. A mitzray on the boundary, the pardis of the Rabbi Yosef, near Rabbi Yosef's pardis orchard, or par kerem, Rashi says, near his vineyards. Heavy osetzi purin, our birds used to come, yasvi bediklei, they would go up and climb atop of the palm tree, vinachti, and then, bepardisei, then they would fly down to Rabbi Yosef's kerem vineyard, omasavilei, and the birds would eat up the grapes. So the kids said, because of Rova's deco palm tree, Rabbi Yosef's kerem was ruined. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef told him, listen, Zilkites, go cut down your palm tree, it's ruining my grapes. Amalei, so Rava Barav Chana said back, listen, for Archakili, I moved back already to Dal Damas. That's what the Mishnah says. The Layito Adamilo, Samach Hazad Gaderois, I moved back already to Dal Damas. It's okay. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said back, no. Hani Milu Lilonos, that's only good by trees. Avul Gafanim, but here that your tree is near my vineyard, Vinin's Fei, you have to move back more than Dal Damas. So he said back, no, I Vonantan, now Mishnah says, Vonantanan, Echot Gafanim, V'Echot Kolilon. Whether it's a grape, or a vineyard, or trees, you only have to move back 4 amas and not more. Omalais, he said back, Rabbi Yosef, Hani, me, the one is that sheer 4 amas, Ilon, Ilon, a tree to a tree. Ugafanim, Ugafanim. If one person has grapes on this side, you want to plant grapes on the other side, you have to move back 4 amas. Abel Ilon, Ugafanim, Venus Fein, like in this case, where I have my grapes growing, and now next to me on your side, you want to plant a big palm tree that will cause the birds to come and fly down and eat up my grapes, you have to move back more than Daldams. Omalei, so Rabbi said back to him like this, listen, Ano like Heitzna, I'm not going to cut it down. Why? Because it's a fruit tree, and it's about Tashkis. The Yama Rav, Hydiklo the Toyin Kaba, if you have a decla palm tree that gives off a calves worth of dates, is also the Mektayu, then it's Nisabal Tashkas, you can't cut it down. If it doesn't produce so much, it's not worth it to keep it, you're allowed to cut it down. But if it produces a calves worth of dates, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. The Yama Rebbe Chanino, Loi Shochav, Shochav Bri, my son Shochav only died, El the Katzainos of Loi Zimna, because he cut down a palm tree before it's time. So kids, he didn't want to cut it down. So he said like this, listen, Mar, you Rabbi Yosef, if you want, you can cut it down. So the shallow place, like it speaks mash from the bottom here, that you're not allowed to cut it down. However, the Rambam, the Magamishna's mash from where you are allowed to cut it down. The Yitzhak Baal Tashkas is only, you're not allowed to ruin a tree for no purpose. There is Hashkasa.
But if you're cutting it down because it's doing damage to your neighbor, then you have a heter to cut down even a fruit tree. So here, where the fruit tree was doing damage to the neighbor, he had a heter to cut it down. But the reason why he said he doesn't want to do this is because he held Dalai Lama's is enough. But he said to the other ones, Rabbi Yosef, if you hold that even by Dalai Lama's still I'm a mazik, that there's a heter to cut it down, so you go and cut it down. Dalai Lama says, Rapapa Hevele Hani Dikle. Rapapa had palm trees. A mitzvah of Rafuna of Reis Rabbi Yeshua. Near the boundaries of Rafuna of Reis Rabbi Yeshua. Ozal he went. Ashkechei to have a chofar the kokoyish roshov. He saw the way he was going, that Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, was cutting out the roots of Rav Papa's palm tree. Because Rav Papa had a palm tree in his rishus, and the roots were going into his neighbor's rishus, into Rav Huna's rishus. So Rav Huna was cutting off the roots. Omalei my eyes, Rav Papa said to him, what are you doing here? You're ruining my tree. Omalei, so he said back to listen, Tanana, says now Mishnah, if your tree is giving off roots, that the roots go into your friend's chotzer, is manik shloisha, you're allowed to cut off the roots down 20 three tefachim shloisha kidei shlo yakav ha-machrisha, in order that the machrisha, the plow, should not stop the roots, should not stop the plow. So you see, if my roots go into your property, you have a right to cut off my roots. So Rabbi had a right to do this. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua had a right to do this. Omalei, Rav Papa said back, no. Hani mili shloisha. Our Mishnah says you only have a right to dig down three tefachim, take out the roots. But Marka Chofetz Fei, but you're digging down much more. Omalei said back to him, listen. Ano boiroi sichin amoris kochafano. I'm going now to dig a sichin amoris. I'm not only stand worrying about my plow, but I want to dig ditches now. That's now that we also learned. If in your possession, now in your rishus,